Let us again start from the beginning of the sugya on the Peites Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanon Poreis Amarachsois Betvua. So we mentioned Shitas Rashi is that the Poreis Wadosh Tvua, that already there was Chal on them a Chiyuv Maisa, was Nigma Malach on the Maisa. And Rashi Shita is that just like by an Odom doesn't have Schusei Achila with Nigma Malachta Lamaisa, who are then by Achilas Bahina. Bahadosha is Betruma or Maisa, or Behemis Wadosh Truma or Maisa. So Rashi says, Dishash Shibolim, Betruma b'maiser. Now, how can you have truma maiser b'shibolim? That's before the Gemar Melachim. Chigoyin shehigdimoi b'shibolim. That means before the Gemar Melachim, he was kair Hashem b'shibolim. He was kair Hashem, and he called the truma. So it was made a truma maiser. So in these two cases, eine over mishum bar tachsim. There's no love of leisachsim. Avu mivnei maris ayin. Maybe bull may I say hamin, als maris ein, he brings a sheer egroif from the mean that the pores dosh. The toile lo betraskelin shebefio, and his toile a sack befio that the behemoth should be eating that mean, and people will think that he's giving it to eat. Some amela, so they won't be nimaris ayim. Rab Shimon ben Yechayomer, maybe karshinim v'toylelo, he does not put the mean that it is dosh. He takes karshinim, which is amachol beheme, shakarshinim yofes lo minakel. So mele, this is very good for the beheme, and that's what the beheme eats. Al koponim, let us see Rashi before we go further. In the Iver Balaisachsim, Amar Rachsais Mishum Digmar Malachton Lamaiser Mishas Disha. That means Mishas the Disha Rishain already was Nigma Malachta after the Disha they made Miruach. And then this second Disha is after Gmar Malach Lamaiser. Truma O Maiser, so Rashi says a reason why is there a leisachsein by truma o meiser, the stam daish lave truma o meiser mishtoikro. The ein truma o meiser stam elo min hamiruach veilach you receive kedogon min hagoyren. Normally a person is not mafrish trumas o meisres only after gemar meloche, after the goyren. So when the Pasuk said, Leisachsim Sher Bedishoi, it is speaking about a Stam Dayish, and Stam Dayish is not, normally people are not Mafrish, Tumis, or Maisres, Bishas, the Disha, before Bishibaylin, before Gemar Melachim. So the Pasuk is not speaking about Tuma or Maisa. So that is why there's no leisachsein by truma or maisa. What? Meraksais is a benhapachu. Meraksais is because there was nigmar malachta lemaisa, so it's mechuyev b'maisa already. It's gmar malacha. So by meraksais, that's tumye the poyel. Yeah, the poyel that. And here, what? Trumas Maisas is a special din in Daish, because Stam Daish is not some, there's not already Truma Maisa. Oh, that's a new kasha. That's a good kasha. Why do you have to say that Stam Daish is not Trumel Maisa? Because it's not Gemar Malachta. It's not Nigma, he made Trumel Maisa. The, You made it for Shibolim, it's not Gemal Malacha. It's a Benahapachu. So because that's, no one does this normally. No one normally is Mafresh Truma Maisa from the Shibolim. So Stam Daish is not Truma or Maisa. But it's Punkvakert, it's before the Gemal Malacha. Here's before the Gemal Malacha, but since it's Truma or Maisa, So the Stam Daish is not Truma or Maisa. And then the first in Merach, so it's after Gemar Malacha. Yeah, Ereminu. So now, let's just see, we didn't finish the Rashi name, Arasayin, Shlo Yomro Olov, Shulchay Sambu, Meloy Egroif, Bertraskel and Shabapi, Yasakoy, Traskel, Taylan, Betzavore, V'amachol, Besoichoy, V'aycheles. Fine. Ereminu. Mor says, I have a stira to this halacha. We learned porais hamarachsois betvue ein eiver mishum baltachsei. So that's mamish like we had before. But a second halacha, bahadoshais betruma umaisa eiver mishum baltachsei. When is eiver baltachsei, if the baim is lo shtruma maisa, so this is a stira from before. Now, in this barais, it says two more halachas, so let's finish the halachas. V'nochri hadosh beporosoi shel Yisrael, einoi oiver mishum bal tachsaim. So let us see what Rashi says. Nochri hadosh beporosoi shel Yisrael. A nochri has a pore that belongs to a yid. Einom oivrim habailim. The Bailim, that means the Baal Apora, who was Ayid, Sha'omru Loi, in the Bailim, told this guy, Chasim Porosi V'doish Bo Tvue Shalacho, that you should be Dosh Yo Tvue, and you should be Chasim Porosi. Ein aleihem averes loisachsim. So on the Bailim, there's no avera of loisachsim for telling the goy to be chosim the porah. So the goy is being chosim the porah betvue shel agoy, and it's a porah shel ayid, and there was a tzivoy of a yid that told them to be chosim it, and there's no avera of leisachsei. The Yisrael hadosh beparosai shel nochi, but a yid that will be dosh beparosai shel nochi, and over mishum bal tachsei. He says if the yid is dosh, even though the pora belongs to a goy, he's dosh with a pora shalakum, and this is over mishum bal tachsei. The Gemara, but we have here Astira. And again, alone, we have here Astira. Here it says that if there is a Baal Tachsaim, if you're Dosh, betrume. So the Gemara says, loikashe. Kan betrume, truma, loikashe, truma, kashe, maiser, a maiser. So let us see what Rashi says. Gidulei Trume, Shezor'o, he was a Reya Trume, Vegidlo, and Tvua grew. Hagidulim Trume Midarabono. The gidulim that grow from the truma that was planted is mina toire, it's not truma. Something that grows out of truma is not truma. But midarabonon, Chazal said that something that grows from truma, midarabonon has a shame truma. Vize echod mishmeino oso dovo. This is from the yutches dovo. Sherobu beishamei al beisilu biyitziye shabbos. The Gemara in Mesech the Shabbos in the first page relate that there was an incident that there was They once came together, Talmidei Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and in that Asifa was Rabu Beis Shammai al Beis Hillel. They were the Roiv, and they were Goyza Yudches Dover, and we paskin by this Yudches Dover, since Beis Shammai were the Roiv, we paskin like Beis Shammai. So now, Gidulei Trume, Mina Toire is nothing, Mida Rabbonon that has Ashdinei Trume. So the Kivin, the Lav, Trume, Midiraisehi, Krinebei, Dayesh, Stomet. So this is called Dayesh. I mean, Rashi had said before, the whole reason why by Trume there is no Loisachsen, because Tam Dayesh is not Trume. Who makes Trume Bishibolim? Tam Dayesh is not Trume. So over here, but so that's the first memory, that by Trume, if there's no Leisachsen, if a Poro was Dosh Trume, because Tam Dayesh is not Trume, and this is Trume. The Baraisa that says that Trume, there is a Leisachsen, we're speaking about Gidulei Trume, which is a Trume Darabono. No, a Trume Darabono, Be'etzem is not Trume. It's Dinei Trume. The Rabbono said it's Dinei, but Be'etzem it's not Trume. So when we're speaking about the love of Leisachsen, so it's not Trume. So Memela, so there's a love of Leisachsen. So Trume, Leikashe, Kan Betrume, Kan Begidulei Trume. El Amaisa Kashe. Here we said before, there's no Leisachsen by Maisa. And here we said that there is a Leisachsen by Maisa. Bechiteime Maisa a Maisa nami Leikashe, Kan be Maisa Kan be Gidulei Maisa, will also say the same teretz. So the Gemara says, no, we can't say the same teretz. Bishleime Gidulei Trume Trume. Gidulei Trume is Trume midarabonon, some mele. So the Baraisa can say that a person is Dosh Bitrume, and it's true, because Midrabonon it is Trume. So we're talking about Trume Darabonon. But there's a Leisachsen because Minatoir it's not Trume. But we can say such a statement, Hadosh Bitrume, because Midrabonon it has Dinei Trume. No, Adrabonon de Ketrume is not Mavki, the Baraisa de Kelav of Leisachsen. But by Meiser, Gidulei Meiser is Chulin. That means Midrabonon, it's also not Meiser, it's Chulin. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, Gidulei Tevel, V'Gidulei Meiser Sheinei Chulin. So Memele, so the Braiser wouldn't call it Hadosh B'Meiser if we are speaking about Gidulei Meiser Sheini. Let us see Rashi. Bishleim Gidulei Trume Trume Midrabono. Midrabono has Dinei Trume, Bitzach Lashminon, Doivad, even though it's Trume Darabonon, but there's a Draisa Dikel Leisachsen. Yeah, but Gidulei Tevel She Tvue She Nismalcho Bikri. What's the case of Gidulei Tevel? There was Tvuish and Ismalcha Bekri. There was Gmar Meloche, and it became Tevel the Eraisa. Vizoro Bitivlo. And he was Ereye, Tevel the Eraisa. Arehi Kishar Chulin. So that which grows from this Tevel is Chulin. Vo'eichel Emenu Aroi Ache Yimrach. And even though by Tevel there's no heter of Achilles Aroi, but this does not have a shame Tevel, so since it didn't become Tevel, yet it can eat Achilles Aroi at Sheyimrach. Now, why doesn't it have a shame Tevel? It came out of Tevel. Zekterashi, dekiven dezaroi kolo, because when you plant something, the garim, the zera, the seed disintegrates. You had a seed of Tevel Deraisa, that's true. The seed had an Isser Deraisa on it. But that's when it's things started growing from the seed, so the seed disintegrated. Is bottle, so now that which grows out is not tevel. This is a double chodosh. The kivin the zarei kolo, the seed that was planted disintegrated. Bottle isure, so the iser, the eraise, which was on the zera, it became bottle. So by trume, why do we say gidule trume is trume? You also have the same cheshbon at zarei kolo. But truma who the gozer, this is, that what gidule trume, is a gzeire de rabona, k'demeporeshosa. Why did they make a gzeire? Gzeire mishum truma tohoiro biyad Yisrael. Maybe a yid will have truma tohoiro, is shemo yizreeno li poter shelo yitneno lekoi. That means a yid will have a bright idea that, there's a mitzvah to give trumah to a kohen. Now, this mitzvah is a difficult mitzvah. You're giving away trumah. But it's really not too difficult because he can't eat it either side. Some a mele, but a yid could have a bright idea. He's going to plant the trumah. The minute he plants the trumah, so the iser trumah becomes bottle. That which grows out of it doesn't have any surei trume, and now he can take everything for himself. He was mevatel the mitzvah. No, okay. I mean, tzadik boretz shiasa toiv layechta. So he was mevatel mitzvah nesinas trume, but he'll have a incentive to do such a thing, to plant the trume, and the iser trume will fall off, and then he'll keep it for himself. And he was mevatel mitzvah nesinas. So in order to deter this incentive, Chazal said, Rabbi, you plant trume, the isurei trume remains on all the gidulim. So what did he accomplish? He didn't accomplish anything. Before he planted one saw of trume, now it's going to grow up 100. So all of them are trume. So what is he accomplishing? Everything is also bachila. So memele, so that was a deterrent. So they said, gidulei trume, trume. That's one reason for this gzeire. Inami mishum trumet meya biyat koyin. Or another reason, perhaps a more kosher reason, a koyin will have trumet meya, which is also a shot, that means it belongs to him. He can't eat it, he could burn it, but he doesn't have a complete anor from trumet meya, so he'll have a brilliant idea. He'll plant the trumet meya, so when it grows, it won't be trum anymore. So memela, now we can eat it already. So that really is not so bad. But there's no isurim involved. This wouldn't be a bad idea. But Chazal were afraid, inami mishim trumet meya biyat koyin, gilma mashi lo lezaro. He's going to put away all the trumet meya, and he's going to hope to plant this trumet meya, and he's going to have a crop of chulin, which wouldn't be too bad. But it could be, since he's storing trumet meya in the house, vosiboli de takola, so a takola can occur. People won't realize in the house that this is trumet meya, and they'll take this tzvuah for eating purposes, so there'll be a kilkul. So therefore, Chazal, in order to make sure this kilkul shouldn't come about, they said, gidule trume trume. But, so that's by gidule trume, they have this gzeira. But gidule maisa, there's no reason to make such a gzeira. So gidule maisa is chulim. So now we have here a problem. We have here, The first we had a memory that we had a b'raisa tana rabbanon that the gedulei maisa. We had a memory that maisa there's no lav of leisachsim. Now here we have there is a lav of leisachsim, and they can't be speaking about gedulei maisa because gedulei maisa is not maisa. The b'raisa wouldn't call it maisa; it's chulam. And for the Gemara, like Asher, ha b'maiser rishon, ha b'maiser sheni. That the first baraisa that says that there's no iser leisachsim by maiser is speaking about maiser sheni. And the second baraisa that says that there is an iser leisachsim is speaking about maiser ish. Now, let us just give a shtickle preview. Rashi over here does not say pshat in the Gemara, so let us just say pshat in the Gemara and let us mention a problem and what the Marsha is Meira, and then later we'll see Tosis, perhaps we'll see a teretz to the problem. About Kaponim, a pshat in the Gemara is as follows. Pshat in the Gemara is that it seems, that's what the Marsha says, the Gemara fell off from the understanding that we have till now. That means till now, Rashi said, Abiyo, why is there no love of Leisachsim by Maisa? By Maisa Rishon, why isn't there a love of Leisachsim? So Rashi said, because the Pasuk says Daish, and normally Daish is not Maisa Rishon, because people are not mafrish maisa b'shibol. So by maisa rishin, there's no leisach. Zukta marsha. Now all of a sudden, the Gemara got stuck. We have here, there's one b'rai says by maisa, there's no leisach, and one b'rai says the maisa, there is leisach. So the marsha says, according to Rashi, the Gemara was chayza. That shtik teure that we said, that there's no leisachsim because tam daish is not maiser. The Gemara falls off from that. But there's no such cheshbon. No, so why by trume and why by maiser sheini is there no leisachsim? So the reason is because there's no leisachsim on tvue that one is not permitted to give to his behemoth. A Yisrael is not permitted to give truma to his behemoth, or a kohen is not allowed to give truma to a behemoth Yisrael, we'll see. So the minute there's no heter to give this tvue, lechatchila, to give it to eat, there's no issa to muzzle the behemoth. The issa to muzzle the behemoth, leisachs asher b'disha, was only said on a tvue which I can readily give the behemoth to eat. That is, I didn't, don't muzzle, let it eat. But if I'm not permitted to give it to eat, there's no lav of leisachs. Fine. So now we have a new insight in Trume. Trume is not allowed to give a behemoth to eat. And Maisa Sheini, we are speaking about Chutz Lirushalayim. And just like a Yid is not allowed to eat Maisa Sheini Chutz Lirushalayim, so there's no heter to give a behemoth to eat Chutz Lirushalayim. So Memele, so Maisa Sheini, there's no Leisachsim. The Shalos Achuvis Minchas Boruch Simen Kuv Gimel is Mevayar Shitas Rashi. Late in the next Gemara, Rashi seems to say this. The Bedovo Sha'oso Lahachel Lebehime Loishayich Bei Loisachse. There's no Loisachse. Umishimochi Uveim is less by Mishim Loisachse. By Trume, who had in Maisa Sheini Begvulim. Maisa Sheini Begvulim. And normally, when we're speaking about Maisa Sheini, we're speaking about Begvulim, because Yerushalayim was an urban territory. People lived in Yerushalayim. You weren't Dosh Tvua in Yerushalayim. This was done in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, which was not Yerushalayim. So Memele, so here we're speaking about Chutz L'Yerushalayim. So just like I'm not allowed to eat it, I'm not allowed to let my behemah eat it, so there's no law of Leisach. Maisa Rishon, you're allowed to eat. So there's a law of Leisach. So that is Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz is, let's be Magda Mutamar. So the Gemara fell off the first diktorah that Rashi had said, Stam Daish is not Truma, is not Maisa Rishon, because we have a problem. Because the Gemara is going to say, Maisa Rishon, there is a Leisach. So that the Gemara fell off. The Gemara is now Machadish, Anush diktorah, Leisach Seim, only applies by tvue that one is permitted to give to the behemah, then there's a law of leisachsim to prevent the behemah from eating the tvue. So memele, so shalom al yisoil. So the first baraisa that says by myself there's no leisachsim is speaking about myself sheni bigvulim. The second Baraisa that says there is a Leisach Seim, speaking about Maiserishin, you're allowed to give to the behemoth to eat. So Mamela, this is a Leisach Seim. Leikasha, Hobe Maiserishin, Hobe Maiserishin. That means the first Baraisa that says there's no Leisach Seim is speaking about Maiserishin. And the second Baraisa is speaking about Maisa Rishon. V'boyisayme, and if you want, I'll tell you, ho v'ho b'maisa shayni. Both Baraisas are speaking about Maisa shayni. V'loy kashe, ho Rabbi Meir, ho Rabbi Yehuda. The Baraisa that says there's no Leisach Seim is going according to Rameya, who holds Maisa Sheini, Mom and Gavoya. No, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Maisa Sheini, Mom and Hedy. More explains. Oh, Rameya, Doma, Maisa Sheini, Mom and Gavoya. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, Doma, Maisa Sheini, Mom and Hedy too. Now, let us see Rashi. Rashi is going to start explaining the Gemara. Look to the Rameya, Rabbi Yehuda, Mekedushin, Momin Gavoya. So now Rashi says now a new mahalach that if it's Momin Gavoya, v'loy kerinam bei bedishoy. It's not bedishoy. Bedishoy means the dayish belongs to the bailim, and if it's Momin Gavoya, it's not his. He doesn't have a bailus on it. He can eat it, but it's not his. It's not called Dishai. So Memele, so the first Baraisa that says Leisachsa, there's no Leisachsaim by Maisa, speaking about Maisa Shani, according to Rameya, that holds Maisa Shani Mom and Gavoya, so it's not Bedishai. Vigabi Trume, now by Trume, why is there no Loisach soim, bitukme shahoiso poro shel Yisrael. The poro belonged to a yid. Shahoiso lahachilo trume. So even though the koyin is being dosh with the poro, but since the poro belongs to a Yisrael, so a koyin is not permitted to give trume to a behemas Yisrael. Vafilu im dosh bo koin. Afilu the koin is the dosh. It's the tvua of the koin. And the koin is the dosh, but the behema belongs to Yisrael. This nan. Koin she sochar pora mi Yisrael. Af al pi she mezoina yiseho olov lo yachileno karshine trume. He should, even though he's mechuyev to give it mezoinus, we can't give it karshine trume because it is not his behem. Now, let's go further in the Gemara. Heichi Domi. Now, the Gemara says, what is the case that you have Meiser Sheini Bishibolim? You have Meiser Koidem Disha, Kegoin Shehikdimoi Bishibolim. And he made it Meiser Bishibolim. So Memela, so now it's Meiser Sheini, so now we have a problem. If Meiser Sheini is Maman Gavoya, so it's not Disha. Meiser Sheini is Maman Hedyed, it's called Disha. Frech the Gemore Ula Rabbi Yehuda Haboi Choyma. So the Gemore asks now, Afilu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Meiser Sheini is Maman Hedyed, so this problem, which we had mentioned by Truma, that is no lay sachsim. No, love you the boy chayme. I mean, so the boy chayme, the most akasha, sa'inoch anami, it's called dishoi. Because my sashaini momain hedyet, vaho boy chayme. But in order, there's a new problem, just like by Truma we had mentioned, there's no loy sachsim by Tvue, which one is also to give to a behemoth, and that is why there's no loy sachsim by Truma. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though Meiser Sheini is Momen Hedyed, but Mistame, it is speaking about Chutz L'Chaima, because in the urban areas they did not make Disha. So if it's Chutz L'Chaima, so it's also, just like he is not permitted to eat Meiser Sheini there, he is not permitted to give the behemah Meiser Sheini, so therefore there's no Leisachsein, a boy Chaima. Yeah, so the Gemara answers, Kegoin Shedosh Lifnim Michaimas Beis Padi. That there was a outer Chayme, and this outer Chayme, whatever was inside this Chayme, had a Kedushas Yerushalayim, but this outer Chayme also surrounded a suburban area, an area where they were Dosh. So Memele, so it's Toicha Chayme, but it's a place where they were Dosh. So therefore, if you hold, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Meiser Sheini is Momen Hedyed, will be a love of Leisachse. Let us see Rashi. Heichi Domi de Lehevi Meiser Koidem Disha, usually a Mafrish Meiser, Pishas de Goyren, Kainshik Dimoy, Bekore Shem Olof, Bishibolim. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, kiven de shei maisa olov la Rabbi Yehuda, nehei nami de momen hedyetu, so it's called ishoi, haboi chayma, but you need a chayma. Sha'osa la ochloi chutz la chaymas Yerushalayim. He's not allowed to eat it, and who didn't know how to give it the behemoth to eat. Veheichi osi lav de loy sachsoim, V'dochi lav de leisuchal lechel bisharecho. In the lav of leisuchal lechel bisharecho, we learn out that you, and who are then you're not allowed to be machel, your beheime, meiser sheini, chutz l'Yerushalayim. So how could there be, so I'm not permitted to give the beheime this tfuah. So how could the lav of leisachsoim be doiche? It means that I shall let it eat. I'm not allowed to let it eat. Not, because it's lisucha lecho bisharecho. So the Gemara says, beis pagi, hekif hitzain sho Yerushalayim, sho yisifu olok, kori beis pagi. This is called beis pagi, v'nir alishu loshen, aches chavishto shel ir, the something that surrounded the ear, Giving the kamos the kona chamer base pageo. This is that which surrounds the chamer. So memele. So that's the tense. Now let us see Taisvis. Let us see Taisvis. Vadoshes b'maisa ubetrume einer over mishum leisachs. Perish bekunteris. So Rashi said that there was a psahava mina a maskone. The hava mina the stam dayish lehave trume umaisa. Shein regila is liya is trume umaisa ela acha miruach. So Rashi said like, listen, we're speaking about dayish. Stam dayish is not trume, is not maisa. Who's mafresh trume maisa koide miruach? So stam daish is not truma maisa. Faktaisves, v'teima, v'imkei, afilo ein chulam misakonim layava. That means, if you're telling me stam daish is before the process of a afroshes truma maisa, so it's before the process it became chulam. That means, normally, a person makes a goyim, then he is tevil, then he's mafresh trume and maisa, and he hears trume, maisa, and chulin. That's what he hears. That's, so these three, chelke yatvue, trume, maisa, and chulin, normally occur after the goyim. So if you're gonna tell me Daesh is not speaking about trume, because that trume normally is after the goyim, and the Goyim is after the Disha Beri. Daish is not speaking about Maisa because normally Maisa is after the Goyim. So Taish says, well, I'll tell you a third thing. Daish is not speaking about Chulin either because Chulin is after the Goyim. That means you're mafresh from Tabu. Truma Maisa, you get Chulin. Chulin and Chulin is Sukonim. So if you're telling me such a concept, so why did the Gemara say Hadosh Truma or Maisa? Says he Hadosh Chulin. You're also not over, if there's such a concept. I'm going to look at Kashi. Taimet, dim kein afilein chulam misakonim layava, den regius liyas misakonim koyna mirula. There's a more look at Teretz and Tosfos Kashi from the Mayonei Chochmah. He says, if you would learn Chumash Elech, he says, Leisach Sein Shoyer, you should not muzzle a Shoyer, Bidi Shoy. So he says, you know what Bidi Shoy means? Bidi Shoy means, it is the Disha of the Shoyer. That's Pashta Dikra. That means, it's Dishoy, he's threshing the Tvua. Listen, he's threshing it. Leisachsem shoyer bedishoy. That's pashta dekro. Fine. So if I say pashta dekro, so pashta dekro means that if he's doshit, he's working on this tvue, don't muzzle him. Now, if I'm going to learn pashta dekro, so what'll be if he'll be dosh trume? But listen, he's dosh. So leisachsem shor bedisha. So I'll say, no. Don't say that the pasuk is speaking about truma also, because misvore by truma there's no leisachsem, because since he's not permitted to give the behemoth truma, so mistoma there's no leisachsem. That is Rashi later. That is Rashi later. Zokta Hilke Mayoni Chochma. Rashi, there's no two Rashis. There's no before and later. Leisach, the Rashi held Misvore, that it's, that by Trume, that means even though the translation of Bedishoy means the Daish of the behemoth is being dosh, but it is not including trume. You know why? Because trume, he's not allowed to give it to eat the trume, so mastama there's no leisach on trume. But if, so the reason by Truma there's no Leisachsen is what Rashi says later. That's what Rashi says later. The reason is, this is a svar. But someone will tell me, listen, you're telling me svaris, but I know chumish, leisachsem shoyer b'dishoyer. The tithes of the posik is that you should not be choysem the shoyer on the daish that he is dosh, which is going on the pole. So the posik overrides all your svaris. You're telling me a svaris. That the Torah never gave an Issa Leisachsein, if I'm not allowed to give the behemoth to eat it, you told me a svar. But I have a posik, Leisachsem Shoyer B'dishoy, the posik is very inclusive, the posik is telling us that when the Shoyer is being dosh, it's Tayish, don't muzzle him. So the posik is overriding your svarim. And that Rashi says, please, the posik isn't speaking about such a case, because who makes disha by truma? You know, a posik. The posik is talking about truma. Who makes disha by truma? Zokta mayone chochme moiradik. The reason why by truma there's no leisachsein is what Rashi says later. Because the Torah never made an Issa Chesime and something that you're not allowed to give it to eat. If I'm not allowed to give it to eat, so I should let it eat, go eat. Forget, you shouldn't muzzle it. That's the Svara why by Truma not. But you're going to tell me, but the Pasuk says, Nitazay, this Exeris HaKosov, Leisachsem Shoyer B'dishoy, that says, the Daish that the behemoth is being dosh, Leisachsem, and the Pasuk is very inclusive. And that Rashi said at the beginning of the Sugya, the Pasuk isn't speaking about Trumeh, because who is dosh Trumeh? But not that this is the reason of Trumeh. The reason of Trumeh is what Rashi said later. Because there's no Issa Chesim on something, you're not allowed to give it to eat. But Rashi is just telling us, don't say that the Pasuk is saying Fakert on this reason, because the Pasuk is Asrin Chesim in the whatever the Baim is Daish Leisachsem Sher B'dishay. So Rashi says, no, there's no Pasuk on that, because the Pasuk. So not this is a reason, this is not a Havka of the Svarim. Ooh, if this is the reason, so Chulin also, Chulin Misakonva shouldn't be Leisachsein. Shem Shemayim, Chulin I shouldn't be a Leisachsein. I'm just saying you that the B'dishoy is not Afko of the Svar I mentioned by Trume. This is how the Mayone Chochmef emphasis Toysvis Kasha. Now let us, okay, but this is Shitas, Rashi, that's the famous Rashi. The Nira, now Taisvis says, Epsanum Halach, the Taima Mishum Dechsiv Dishoy, the Mashma Horoi Loi. Horoi Dishoy, that he can do whatever he wants with it. Dishoy is not going on the Baim, he's going on the Baim. Aloy umaisa momen gavoyehi. So, it's not roi loy, that is. Utrumen nami li Yisroel osa litain lifnei behemtoi. So, it's not Rashi's for it. So, that's not called dishoy. Dishoy means something that I have a bailus on it to do whatever I want. Yisro can't give this truma to the baby, so there's a miut of dishoy. Vafilu koyein, afilu a koyein. So what's by now? So Toisva says, so dishoy is a miut. Whatever the bal hatvue does not have a bailes to give to the shoyer, so that's chosar in dishoy. So Toisva says, so good. So if it's Momen Gavoya, it's Amazay not his. Truma by Yisroel, so it's not Dishoy to give to the behemoth. V'afilu koyin, now Tosfos wants to say, Trume, if a koyin has a behemoth, and it's being dosh trume, so Tosfos says, it's also no din of leisachsim. There's no issa of leisachsim. Now you have to scratch your head. Why not? He's allowed to give the behemoth. He's allowed to give the behemoth trume. It's his behemoth. It's kinyan kasvi, he's allowed to give it trume. So Tosfos says, v'afilu koyin davke karshinin, Shumachel behemah muta lahachel. A koyim that has trume is a kedush. You're not allowed to give it to a behemah. You have to eat it yourself. That is degrading the kedushas trume by giving it to behemah. So the only trume you're allowed to give to a behemah is karshinim, which is shumachel behemah. V'loichitim mishum hevse trume. So Memele, so Tosfos comes up with a new drash, the makir that Trume and Maaser Sheni is also is there's no is of Leisachsim is because the Torah said the whole law of Leisachsim is only on Tavu and Trume even if he's a Kohen. He's not permitted to give it to the behemah als hefset trume. V'chein dorish behedye b'mile midishoy gad bihod isnan b'chein pore lo yisoichol karshinei hegdish. So there the Gemara also says, how do we know this? From dishoy. So dishoy is going on the one who's being dosh with the pore, that the tvua has to be dishoy, and if it's karshinei hegdish, so it's not dishoy, so there's no love of loisachsim.